Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Police have arrested a former University of Virginia football player who is accused of fatally shooting three student-athletes last night.
CBS News correspondent Dori Zook is in Charlottesville. She's joining us on the newsline. What can you tell us, Dori, about the investigation so far into the shooting?
Well, the best part is that this person has been apprehended. He was found in his home neighborhood just east of Richmond, about an hour east of the University of Virginia. He was on a bus, a chartered bus, took a field trip to Washington, D.C. to watch a play. They came back. We don't know if it was happening, if it took place inside the bus as people were getting out. But we do know that three members of the football team were shot. Two died on the scene. One died at the hospital. Two others were injured, one of them critically, fighting for his or her life. And it is believed that all five of them, not just the three who were killed, but the other two were also members of the football team. Jones was a walk-on player in his freshman year, and that was then the end of that. So he got away. The campus was, in essence, put on lockdown, and that was for about 12 hours. Then later today, that was lifted when authorities realized or could confirm that he is not on grounds. And then during a news conference that ran live, many different places, including our airwaves, Chief Tim Longo of the University of Virginia Police learned during that news conference that he had been apprehended. So it was a very dramatic, it's been a dramatic day on many different levels. So right now, students are trying to recover from this, especially it was 25 or so students that were on that bus. So each and every one of them has had to be interviewed by UVA police. The students right now, it's a very stressful day, and it was a very eerie day because they were in a lockdown. The city of Charlottesville was like a ghost town. It was very eerie. Virtually no cars, even foot traffic, because everyone was afraid.
Hey, Dori, we know the victims were players, the suspect a former player. Have police made a motive? Have they connected the dots here?
Not at all. And that is one of the biggest pieces of information that people are looking for. Those victims are Devin Chandler. He's from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Lavelle Davis of Ridgeville, South Carolina. And Deshaun Perry from Miami. They're not giving any information, at least the university is not, of the two that were injured. President Jim Ryan had to fight back tears. He did tell us that he had spoken with the person who was injured and is able to speak, and he's talked with all of the family members as well.
Dori, thanks for the update. That's CBS News correspondent Dori Zook in Charlottesville.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.